News, reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump bemoaned the horrible number of Americans who have died due to the coronavirus while pointing to signs of hope. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It's approaching 20,000. That's so horrible. At the same time, the president's expressing hope amid what he calls grief and pain, saying models now show far fewer Americans will be killed than first predicted.
Nationwide, the number of new cases per day is flattening, substantially suggesting that we are near the peak.
But White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx says the U.S. is not at the peak.
And so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the week before and the week before that.
Saying continuing social distancing and other measures will take America over the peak and down the other side. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York's governor is urging President Trump to use the Defense Production Act to help with testing for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo has had both good and bad news in the last few days. While the deaths are rising, hospitalizations are falling as the state continues to flatten the curve. So many of his residents want to get back to work.
It's not going to be everybody goes back next Thursday. It's not going to happen that way. It's going to be a gradual phased process, and it's going to be reliant on testing.
Which Cuomo says he needs help from the federal government with.
We need an unprecedented mobilization where government can produce these tests in the millions.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. European countries are coming together on a relief agreement to support Europe's economies amid the global coronavirus crisis. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Mario Centeno, who heads the finance ministers group from Euro countries, was proud of the agreement.
This is totally unprecedented. We never, ever reacted so quickly to a crisis as this one.
The deal, agreed by all 19 finance ministers, did not, however, include more far-reaching cooperation in the form of shared borrowing guaranteed by all member countries. This issue was left open, despite it being a key demand from Italy, Spain, France, and six other countries. The idea, however, was rejected by Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands. Centeno, however, remained optimistic that they have learned from past mistakes.
We can all remember the response to the financial crisis of the last decade, when Europe did too little, too late. This time around is different.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Nearly a year after fire devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, the city's archbishop held a small ceremony there to mark Good Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, he prayed that Easter's message of rebirth might bring comfort to a country stricken by the coronavirus pandemic.
Wearing hard hats with their clerical robes, only seven people, including Paris Archbishop Michel Le Petit, attended the solemn service, as many more watched on television at home. It was only the second service to have been held in the iconic cathedral since the April 15 fire. We are in this half-fallen cathedral to say that life still exists, the Archbishop said in his homily. President Emmanuel Macron has set a target of 5 years for restoring Notre Dame. But restoration work has been put on hold following the lockdown that began in France on March 17.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Consumer prices took a plunge last month as the coronavirus pandemic really started to hit businesses. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department report shows consumer prices fell 0.4% in March, the largest decline in 5 years. Energy costs slid 5.8%, with gasoline prices falling 10.5%. The coronavirus pandemic has hit the travel industry particularly hard, and the report shows airfares plunged 12.6%, while hotel and motel prices dropped 6.8%. Compared with a year ago, consumer prices are up a modest 1.5%, and core inflation, which excludes the volatile food and energy categories, has risen 2.1%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.